Hey, this is Dan, the Quantum Ranger. You're listening to 335 Live to witness me promote Joe, Scotty, and Matt as official Silver Guardians. Quantum power!
Hello! And welcome back to 335 Live, your one-stop shop for Super Sentai, Tokusatsu, Power Rangers stuff. As always, yes, I know I said that out of order, but as always,
I'm ready to the Keeper of the Power Ninja!
Matt, to my immediate left is, of course, the officially christened Nighty Night Ranger. Joe.
It is the Night Ranger.
Not the Nighty Night Ranger.
I'll come up with a costume idea.
He's got the power of NyQuil. But to my furthest, even furthest left, is the face of the man who his computer chair is Lord Zedd's throne. Scotty.
Robert Axelrod would be very happy with this chair.
He would want you to have it. He would absolutely want you to have it.
It might be held up by duct tape.
It's possible. I mean, it certainly didn't age well, but, you know, it will be forever preserved. For those of you wondering what this is, because it's a very long name of this movie, but we're going to be doing more Sentai stuff. And this one, it's the Go Busters team-up with Kyo Ruger, which, for those of you unfamiliar with what Kyo Ruger is, it is what Dino Charge was based off of. Basically, the upcoming team-up episode that brings Jason back into Beast Morphers is going to be based on this. And I've watched
Billy
it before.
Actually, Billy and Kim are going to be back as well. Joe found
out. Are they really?
Yes. They are yes. Listed in the credits. Yes.
Oh, shit. So, well, that just got more exciting.
If that's the case, which I pray, and it's not changed at last minute due to budget cuts, a.k.a. Ryan fucking Mitchell.
Yeah.
You know, then...
Yeah, wow.
Hopefully that's the case. That's cool. Are... There was a copyright to put them in the credits for the...
Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay, so that made that just a whole lot more interesting. But basically what the premise of this is the Kyo Ruger is the third dinosaur-themed season. And so, this movie, this is one of the team-up movies, the Versus movies, that is, you know, a tradition with Super Sentai. What they did is the plot involves all the previous dinosaur-themed Sentai. So the Abba Rangers are in this. Only the actors for the Red Rangers physically came back. The other actors for both Zhu Ranger and Abba Ranger, respectively, they lent their voices to when their Ranger forms appear. But yeah, only, I believe, the Red Ranger for Zhu Ranger is Geki, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Geki and whoever Abba Red is. It's a team-up with Go Busters, and what's interesting is how different, you know, Go Busters had such a different tone in comparison to Kyo Ruger. Kyo Ruger's much more lighthearted, and you'll see it. You'll see it, but it somehow didn't feel out of place.
Speaking of out of place, it's a running gag that we forget to include Vin in everything.
Well, because there he goes. He disappears. So
unbelievable.
But it's not a matter of forgetting. It's a matter of he's just not here.
He's on a quest for the Quattro Blast.
It is true.
Is that what he's been doing all this time?
He's searching for it.
I was going to browse on Amazon to treat myself to a Christmas gift.
There we go.
And my laptop had 2% left on it.
The keeper of the Quattro Blast.
Good, you can buy yourself a new battery.
Yes.
What do you mean a battery? Battery's fun. I charged it last week.
But yeah, so this is what we're doing today. Let's get it started, shall we?
Yo, Vinny, speaking of which, this is a side note. You see that $50 I had laying around?
This is why Joe doesn't carry cash.
No.
At cons.
You might recognize it. Yep.
Oh, is that Snide?
That's Snide. But did you recognize who the other guy was?
No, I didn't see it. It happened so fast. Oh, shit. Zenoway.
I forget what his name is in the Sentai.
Doesn't matter. He's Zenoway. Is that Heckle?
Supposed to
be Heckle?
There is no Heckle in the center.
So we are currently watching Go Busters, correct?
Technically, this is during Kyo Ruger's airtime. So this is like Go Busters, like returning.
Okay.
But this is Go Busters right here.
Hmm.
guy's made out of tin foil.
I love the clarity of this.
Yeah, the 1080.
Yeah. It's just on point.
I also really love the GoBusters, like, fighting style.
Yeah.
They have, they're not using, like, kung fu. They're using, like, what you would expect military guys to be fighting like.
Yes.
Is this shot in 4K or 1080p?
The 1080, yeah, 4K.
Yeah, it was fucking outstanding.
Yeah. And these, putty guys, these are the Kyoruger putties.
Huh.
Snipe.
Yes, that is in fact Snipe.
So we said Kyoruger is, you said Dino Thunder?
Dino Charge.
Dino Charge. Oh, Dino Charge. No. So, but it just happens to be an episode of Beast Morphers?
This is a movie.
Oh, okay.
This is the Versus movie, as I stated very clearly.
I'm just trying to understand that.
We're stealing Nate, man.
Yeah.
They'll show up.
I feel like Zoe's costume is much more yellow than the Sentai version. I don't feel like that's the exact same costume.
Look who it is.
Oh my god, that's an amazing shot.
Yeah, get
because I watched Gyuranger, so to me this is fucking awesome. Oh my god. Yo, is Jewel Ranger? Is that Goldar?
Yeah, that's like a resurrected Goldar.
Like robot Goldar?
Griffizord?
Yeah, his name was Griffizord.
Or is it in the Sentai, right?
Yeah.
What the hell happened? Oh, buddies!
Whoa!
Damn, Genki can still fuck people up.
Yeah, man.
So good, Jason.
Who is this guy?
That, he's the father of the, Red Ranger. His name's King in Kyoruger. He's his dad.
Just to be Tyler's dad who got lost on the archaeological...
That role, yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah, so the
plot... Oh my god, so tell me that they bring Goldar back.
God, I hope...
That is him.
No, I mean...
Oh, you mean in the show? I don't know.
If anybody can, Evox can.
Bring me the most cynical asshole of all time, besides Ivan Ooze. And Zed.
But yeah, so the entire plot revolves around, like, the dinosaurs.
This is fucking awesome.
The GoBusters
just
sort of...
I wish I had watched the other Sentais.
The GoBusters just sort of happen to, like, get dragged into this. And here's the Kyoruger.
Because it was GoBusters going into Dino Charge, right?
Yes. Well, technically, this is, like, towards the end of Kyoruger.
Yo, where's my boy Guy, dude? The Blue Ranger looks like a video game character.
That's Super Megaforce, bro. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, Daigo. But they call him King.
I'm with that guy who asked the question about Dino Hope. You want to be a little bit more specific? These guys were like 20 years after those guys.
I love those guys that are just like dancing as they walk. They're like doing Gangnam style. Like,
literally, this guy right here. This guy looks like a video game character.
That one? In the middle? The gold?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the gold ranger.
That's her Ivan?
The equivalent, yeah.
Was he Sir Ivan of Xandar? Is that what he...
Yeah.
Something like that.
When we get to Dino Charge, man, I can't wait to watch that whole season. That's Super Dino Charge.
I watched the first three episodes when we watched.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, too.
Did we film that? Us doing that? Dino Charge or no?
No.
No. No, I think we just decided to do it.
Because I said we should save it for later.
Yeah.
Dude, I love this. I could not understand how Sentai is having budget problems.
It's not doing as good as Kamen Rider.
It's story or just...
I don't... Well, I mean... It's not like what it used to be. It's a lot cheesier.
Riley.
Yeah, I don't remember what her name is.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. We get to see Dan again.
In suit only, but yeah.
Snide, my guy. It's my main character in Legacy War.
But what he's actually supposed to be is the resurrected Dino Thunder villain. Is what he's actually supposed to be.
What the hell is this?
That's a Abba Red.
Wow.
Connor.
Yeah.
Okay, at least that makes a little bit more context now.
Sorry, guys.
So, if we're going by what the Power Ranger story is probably, we're saying that Connor got possessed somehow?
Yeah, basically.
So this is kind of cool that this... Ironically, we finished Beast Morphers, and this fits because we're on Dino Thunder.
Yeah, it does fit in like a lot of ways.
Battleizer armor, I guess.
Yeah, little accessories.
They're getting accessories. They already got the toys coming lined up for little accessories in season 2. Was that them just saying, oh, by the way, we're also Sentai?
Yes. The Go Busters are aware of the others.
Yo.
Jason.
That is so fucking cool!
They better keep that scene in the fucking Ranger episode.
Jason's not gonna turn evil, though. Remember the last time he turned evil? In, Turbo?
Yeah. I do hope it has a lot more original footage, but...
Yeah, I'm sure it would.
I love those old putties, like, just dancing around.
Yeah, this underground carrot-looking thing is the evil lair of this show.
So they just made a robot version of Goldar? Like, I don't know how
he's not a robot. He's just... This is how they redesigned him.
Well, he didn't die in a...
Yes, he did. He turned to dust.
In space, he did. I'm saying, not in Jiraiya. Did he die? I don't remember.
We didn't watch the finale. I don't remember. I mean, I would imagine, yes, because he's, like, resurrected here.
Oh my god, she looks so familiar. What the fuck is she from?
I mean, you saw her in Dino Charge.
No, not her, the, when it goes back, I'll point it out.
There he is.
Oh, Steel! Scotty.
Picked a really cool team.
What's with the toe hitch in the middle of the chest? I still don't get this. Not the toe hitch, the giant hook, I guess? I don't know what you want to call it.
I don't know.
I fucking love those guys.
Oh, the putties?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what they're actually, like, called. I also like the GoBusters is, like, out of uniform, like, uniforms, yeah. They actually are better than the Grid Battle Force stuff.
Grid Battle Force, though.
Thank God you have subtitles on this map.
Yeah, there's like a running gag on Kyoruger once everyone finds out the Blue Ranger is 30.
Oh, really?
Like, in Japan, 30 years old is, like, I guess really old to them. But it's like a weird running gag.
That girl was wearing a United Kingdom flag shirt. GoBusters candy bar?
Yeah. Well, you know how Zoe has to, like, eat carrots? Like, she just has to eat. So she has, like, power bars.
I hope they bring the GoBusters candy bar in.
Who the hell's the other chick?
That's the pink Kyoruger.
Oh.
Who's that?
The hot version of Mara. That's who that is. Gog. And Magog. Mezagog?
That is definitely a reference to Devil May Cry.
She is hot as fuck. Now the cows, not Calzax. Oh my god, what was I going to say? Calzax. Fucking hate those. What the hell are they called in GoBusters? I mean, Beast Morphers? Putties?
I don't remember.
Subtrons?
Something like that.
Gigatrons?
I like this very jazzy music.
That's because guys playing the saxophone.
I would hope. Now the ground's on fire!
That grass is probably soaking wet.
Yeah, that couldn't have been comfortable.
Ow.
She's also a really bad shot.
Joe, you notice how they modeled every, like, Sentai chick after Akko ever since? With, like, the schoolgirl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's always the like, the one pink and yellow ranger. Well, I'm saying that, but, I mean, for her to be, she was a blue ranger, so that's even more unique. I mean, the next one after that was basically, like, Tori's, like.
Yeah.
That smells so much better heated up.
Absolutely.
Oh. Dino Hope? Oh, I understood Japanese.
What's Dino Hope?
Dude, if a Tyrannosaurus told me that one of my friends was gonna die, I'd be like, first of all, I believe you more than anything because why are you here?
Yep.
I like that so much better than the other Beast Morpher call. Could you not sneeze on the show?
No.
He's allergic.
Arceus, Black, bless you, I guess. Arceus, I don't know, whatever that Pokemon god is.
This Tran?
Oh my god. Bordos?
Bordos.
You gotta understand something, is that whoever was watching Sentai still to this day from Jiranger and watched it consecutively ever since was probably losing his shit right now.
Yeah. It's very fancy. Yeah.
Joe, Roboblaze.
Is it Roboblaze?
Yeah, see him? He just transformed.
Oh my god, dude, that is so much better.
The posters are great.
It makes so much more sense. Like, in watching it in context of Power Rangers, you get a feeling as to what, you know, how everything's gonna come together.
Yeah.
He was like, ah, fuck you, dude.
Power movers? Wow.
Yeah. They're draining, converts evil energy. Wait, I don't know why it just came to me now. Is Barai dead?
Yes.
What?
The Green Ranger?
Yeah.
Yes.
Didn't they show him in the clip that we saw of Gokaiger?
Yes.
So how the hell did that
dead
happen?
Rangers were a part of that battle.
Oh, they were? Okay.
Yeah. It was like we came from hell. From
oh, so like how Guy returned.
Yeah, because Guy was
yeah.
there
too. Okay, I just want to make sure.
It's like the same thing. No, yeah. But it's still canonically they're dead. But for fan service purposes,
yeah.
They're bringing Guy.
I love how this is shot. I guarantee you what they're using right now is going to be the point of Grid Battle Force's meme.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Like, I could see how easily this could be converted into an episode.
Yeah.
Like, easily.
Do you see the subtitle for Brave In? The chain, or like, what the hell is this?
They do that little dance every time they morph.
Now, obviously, there's source of their power is dinosaurs, but how did they acquire them? You know,
the Xenowing gave it to them. This is another one of those situations where the Red Ranger was kind of chosen last kind of thing. Like, a lot of the other Rangers were, like, already Rangers.
Oh, okay. So, is it okay to steal
like
something
Force?
From Wild Force? Yeah.
Or it was, like, the dinosaurs chose them.
My dude looks like a bird. I'm gonna be honest, I am not, to this day, I love Dino Charge, but I'm not a fan of the suits.
No, me neither.
And the suits are way better than
I cannot fathom why you think that. I'm forever lost.
You said they're better than Dino Thunder?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Fuck out of here.
He said that last time, too. Neographer. Oh my god. I forgot. That was like legit Rita's staff.
Oh my god, they reshot the
Yeah, they did.
That is amazing.
It's been a while since.
Well, there's Grid. Yeah, there's that shot of
there's the Grid.
Yeah.
For the Battle Force.
Wow.
Feel like you should be dead.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not so much Red, because he's got his battle line.
I did not know that his morpher could turn into a full-fledged Tyrannosaurus.
No, that's not his morpher. It's separate. That's his sword.
Oh.
But it can turn small.
Did he just slice it?
Yeah.
Wow, that CG to practical effects was horrible.
Yeah. A fun fact, Gabu means chomp.
Means what?
Chomp. Basically. Sorry if we're really quiet on this episode. It's actually
like
a really engaging.
Yeah.
It's a really engaging, like visually appealing.
Does this mean we're getting Dino Megazord back?
Thing. I can only hope. I actually can
Ninja
only hope.
Ninja rebuilt the Zords?
Ninja had no affiliation with Chew Ranger.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he did with Power Rangers, though.
Yeah, he did with Power Rangers. We went to Hot Topic.
And Spencer's.
Yeah.
They look like those kids in South Park. That go.
Yes.
Yes. That is exactly what they look like now.
Everybody else is just posers.
Did they just get possessed with evil? Was that it?
Yeah, yeah. Like what happened to Abba Red earlier.
Dude, they look like every K-pop boy band or like J-pop
yes, they
boy
do.
Band.
Yeah, they really do.
If Zordon was around, that would never happen.
Zordon was around.
I blame Ghosted.
If Zordon was around, a lot of shit wouldn't have happened. But also, he wouldn't have told a lot of things that were gonna happen. You know how fucking funny that is? Think about
Zedowing,
it.
Zedowing is meeting, like, the mentor of the
think about it. The amount of times that Zordon did not tell the Power Rangers in the show what was going to happen or what to do was the same feeling I met when David J. Fielding told me about my power color. It would come to me normally. Like, why is there still misinformation 20 years later?
Because I don't pay him enough to give you the whole story.
Okay, fun fact. You kind of missed this, but the Red Ranger has a phobia of chicken, so he's freaking out over Zenowing. Like, he's literally freaking him out.
Cruz looks good, though.
He looks like a pheasant.
Is Zenowing gonna morph in this?
Killed their parents. They sent... Wait, that's stupid. They sent the other kids to the past to try and kill their parents?
To kill their dinosaurs.
Oh, is that what they're referring to?
But literally, you're watching it.
They're literally playing real life tours.
Yeah.
How come they couldn't use practical effects for the dinosaurs? Jurassic Park did it.
Indeed.
Badass chick, dude. Who is she? Wow, that
I would like to know how, but it's fine.
Japan, you have better CG than this.
Not really. they still, you know, their Godzilla is still mostly practical.
Who the hell are you?
About a blue.
That's a blue Dino Thunder Ranger. Mm-hmm. Ethan.
I forgot he shows up. I thought it was just his suit.
Special mission support was supposed to be
how in the hell
for Go Busters, and...
yeah, how in the hell did they just make a dino gem?
Alright, this is a trope with these crossover movies that they'll like do something that combines their powers. It's a trope. Like, it's gonna happen in like every crossover. They're gonna do something like that. Gokaiger had it very simple because their powers literally were that. But yeah. Also, you
what is with this guy's Roger Rabbit looking enemy?
1980s
yeah.
style?
Yeah. Those of you...
1980s Jerry Curl, dude?
My fellow Godzilla fans will probably recognize some of those roars.
Oh my god, Matt! Speaking of roars, you know the thing that goes warma-warma in Star Wars Episode 3? That Obi-Wan rides on?
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
We're watching Pokemon the other night, and apparently, I forget what Pokemon it was, makes that exact same noise.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is when he first got his power.
Ah. As far as suit actors go for the live action, that dino suit looks horribly, like...
Absolutely.
Painful to wear. Why does the T-Rex have hair?
I think that is based off of some new science research that I think they determined that a T-Rex might have actually had hair.
All the dinosaurs had feathers. Yeah. They're actually more related to birds. Than they
right, are yeah. So I think that is a more modern like version of what a T-Rex is supposed to look like.
This guy, dude. What is it?
Yeah, I can't stand this dude.
Looks like someone ate a piece of cake and put it on his head.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's like someone grabbed a piece of cake with their hand and just, like, put it back. Like, they're like, nah, I don't
it's
want
like that
it.
One asshole that if you go through the drive-thru at Dairy Queen or McDonald's, they hand you the fucking ice cone, and you grab it from the ice cream.
Yeah.
Dude, Beast Morphers. Fucking not Beast Morphers. Fucking Beast Wars had better CG than this.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'd say it's about the same. They're both, like, PlayStation 1 era graphic. Like, it's Dino Crisis dinosaurs. Speaking of Capcom, get on that.
Oh my god. I'm having a hard time trying to understand where they are because the CG's all over.
They're
the place.
In the past.
No, I meant like in the moments where they're standing.
Okay. In front of very heavy green screen.
Yeah, like there's grass over there, but now they're in front of rocks. Like,
yeah. They are literally in Nintendo 64 Turok.
N64 had like 3D polygraphs.
I mean,
like,
the T-Rex isn't wrong about that. There literally was there's currently a fourth dinosaur Sentai, so it's not lying.
You know, it's not until you actually watch the G-Ranger that you understand why the Rangers grab their morphers from behind.
Sit away.
Yeah.
I'm tripping, but maybe I'm having a hard time trying to figure out which range is which one they're not causing. Oh yeah, just rip off Sun Vulcan while you're at it.
Which name, bro?
I mean, sure. He'll show up. He will show up.
So what I've gathered is that the GoBusters just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, it's like they you know, they're like a government agency, so it's like they saw that something was up and they went to go check it out. They just kind of got dragged along for the ride. Which is kind of cool. Like, it's not forced. Like, it makes sense. It kind of sucks that the GoBusters don't appear as much as, like, the GoKaijers do in other things.
Brave in. Do we still not know what the hell Dino Hope is?
It's the heart of the cards, guy.
God damn it.
To be fair,
Scotty, what movie did they pull this kid out of?
To be fair, the Gold Ranger is the only one that looks like he could still do something without his powers.
Yeah. Just one of the guys? Sixteen candles? Breakfast Club?
He looks like, looks like Mickey Free.
I think one of the Dreadnoughts has that hairstyle in G.I. Joe.
Is that new cat from Shalimar? From the Chappelle Show skit?
Hot Tub Time Blade.
You know, say what you will about the putties, but I mean, the putty putties looking pretty jacked nowadays.
Hey, yeah, they yeah, don't skip the things, but.
What? I thought they turned out.
No, they're not anymore.
Yeah, how did they not become evil? I missed that.
They did. They're not anymore.
Can you see that?
How they healed themselves? Wow.
The dinosaurs
did that.
I was very confused that the CG guy was very...
You mean all the dinosaurs that slaughtered?
Yeah.
Why is that still the Zoo Ranger puppies look the best out of it?
They actually
did.
You
know
did.
What I mean?
Yeah, they actually did.
Design-wise, everything looked the best.
I can't do the clap, but you got it.
Basically, for those of you just listening, it's the big fight scene right at the climax.
I can imagine most of you just in your car listening to this and just driving and just killing time.
Yeah, the start that was so quiet. Like I said, it's engaging, you know?
We're just trying to get a gist of what the Beast Morphers
trying to give you for a feel of what the hell is going to happen.
Yeah, because this is actually the first time they're, like, watching the Kyo Ruger and Go Buster stuff. I'm a little bit more familiar.
Believe in your partner, we've made it through the battles.
Even the heart of the battle.
Where's Smash, huh?
Where's Nate? Where's my boy Gold? Oh, hi, Geki. Where's the giant morph climax we've been waiting for? Yeah, it's all three Red Rangers. This is going to be a hell of an image to see Jason Connor and,
I mean, we don't know if Connor's actually going to be in it. We don't know.
And Tyler, right?
Yeah. If you're wondering what's with, like, the slow song in the background, it's the theme song. But sang really slow.
I'm not being the minority here, but I feel like Rocky should have transformed into Zeo Blue in the Ninja Steel episode.
Absolutely. Instead
of Jason.
Instead of the Red Mighty Morphin. I guess they just wanted Red Mighty Morphin, but they probably
I think they felt bad for him because he missed the
Forever Red. Yeah, they wanted to give him the Forever Red. They did.
And so Rocky can sell his Red Ranger. It's a joke.
I'll have him sign it, Matt's Red Ranger, and I'll give it to Matt.
I'll do what Saban did. I'll throw it to the wood chippers. There we go.
No, he wasn't like Chris keep his damn bone.
Those pants have way too many pockets.
They're very
super cargo
intricate.
Pants.
Yeah, they're like the evolved form of cargo pants.
Those are the Borg upgrade pants.
Oh man.
Borg downgrade 2020, man. Self-help Borg.
Self-help Borg.
See, these guys are a little shitty team.
Does Borg have a factory settings mode?
One can only hope.
Go, Zenowin, go!
They gotta, you know what?
Here come Nate and Steve.
They gotta make hella money if they keep running out these, you know, warehouses and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my god, tell me this is a line that he would drop. Like, what a dumb robot.
Hold on, keep watching.
Nate.
Dude, that'd be fucking sweet.
I really like his jacket.
Senpai.
Yeah, see, they always have an arbitrary, like, I can only do this one time.
Is he missing a tooth?
I have to do
Why does he look like Shinsuke? Oh, did he die in the show or something?
I think that's what they're... Yeah, I think that's what that is. I think so.
Nate's not gonna die. They're not gonna kill Nate.
No. Oh, Joe's boy, bro.
Let's morph.
Stag Buster. Beat Buster.
I told you not to go to the stag party, Peter. What'd you do? I went to the stag party. That was weird. You know, that monster reminds me of Tickle Sneezer from season 1. That's just it, man. You just gotta imagine, man. This crossover thing is gonna be fucking sweet, and I'm pretty sure it's a 2-part.
I'm saying it might be like a 3-part. Maybe 4-part.
God damn, make it a whole hour. Like, well, that would be a 2-parter, but I'm saying, like.
Boost up. Blast it. Oh.
You know what? Since we were also getting the GoBusters theme, I'm gonna be honest. It's catchy, but.
And it's okay. It's at.
Yo, Emperor Palpatine got blown up again?
That is a hell of a blade.
It's fucking huge.
That is amazing.
Super Ranger. Morphers.
Yeah, that's all you see of them, like, as far as...
You're just going to see them start out.
Yeah. That's it. I forgot that Abara Blue showed up.
Joe said that one guy's going to win the worst hair contest.
He's up there, man. I don't even know... You know what that is when you, like... Him and Kai, you know how, like, you make a wedding cake and then you put the frosting in the, like, the
swirl?
That's
what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah.
It's like someone cut a piece of pumpkin pie out and then just, like, slopped it on someone's head.
And the pumpkin pie would have been cleaner. So in case your car ever needs a jump start, just punch it. Yeah.
Just take off whatever necklace you're wearing and punch your car. I guess that's what I should have done.
Oh my god, look at... Look how shitty the arms
Matt,
were.
You could have done that.
I could have.
But you know what happened? The deer's already got you.
Yeah, you're right.
The rest of the deer.
If only you and Vinny could have sang and played the flute to the deer's award,
I would turn it into burgers.
Are you saying that because he hit a deer?
Yes, Joe. Yes. That's what he says.
Dope! Oh my god, what an image.
Billy!
You gotta imagine Billy, Trini, Zag, and Kim? And Kira. Ethan and Kira.
Hey, don't you be dissing.
Matt, they just had Connor just posted a picture with all three of them from the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's cool that they still keep in touch. That is their voices.
Morphin's up.
Now, sadly, they don't say that.
So that's Robo, Roxy, and Robo Biz?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they're even going to go with that.
Intern.
But you know what they remind me of? The Metallics version of Beasta. No, I'm sorry, Beetleborgs.
Really?
Cyber Roxy and...
They don't really look anything like that.
Absolutely, yes they do.
You need to go look on your phone at
the Metallics, I'm saying the color scheme that they have of the gold and purple.
But that's it. That's about where the similarity ends.
Whoa! Dino Tyrannosaurus, I mean.
Yeah, done the CG.
Oh my god.
Morphin time.
That was awesome.
It's actually very similar to what they did with Adam's morph in Overdrive.
I'm gonna be honest, I love that morph. I don't know if I like that.
Nah, that's pretty sweet. I actually like Dino Thunder's morph.
The Abba Ranger's better than the Dino
Thunder. What? I think Dino Thunder's is better.
Quicker.
I agree with Scotty, I'm not for the whole jumping thing.
Other than the jumping thing, I think the rest of it is fine.
Random white backdrop.
Yeah, I don't get the white backdrop. Normally they have like a jungle background.
You can straight up see the reflection of the camera in the
visor. Yeah, you can.
I mean, it's blatantly obvious. You know, they picked a beautiful day to shoot this. And explode things. So, just for shits and talk, that could JDF just show up as Black?
I don't know why he's not here.
Because I'll be honest, to see him and Jason.
Oh, you're interrupting the greatness.
It's the same pose.
Yeah, the roll call is the footage that they use for when they're summoning their Zords. It's the roll call.
That's awesome.
Joe, can they bring JDF back as White Ranger as well? He doesn't mask him.
Maybe that'll be a surprise. You never know what they're gonna do.
JDF's had so many returns, which I do love, because he's like the face of the franchise, but I would love to see like the original Power Rangers, get their like, they should've got Zack or Adam. They should've got Zack or
just the Stone Adam. Canyon Rangers come back, you know what I mean? Just a simple, like, something simple.
Matt wouldn't like it.
What?
Because then Rocky would have to.
Yeah, you're right.
Matt would be fine with Karen and JYB coming back.
Yeah. But I really do want to see Walter on this back.
Me too, man. Dude, I'm dying.
Like, Adam's come back several times.
Don't get me wrong, I love Adam.
No, I agree. But I'm just saying, like, Zach has not come back, like, once. I mean, hell, even Kimberly made a cameo in a fucking new movie.
Yeah, it's true. I actually forgot about that.
And also Turbo. It was in Turbo.
As long as me and Joe get a scene with David Yost and Nate in Grid Battle Force together, yeah, working on something with...
Appreciate the battle, man. What's going on? Take it for Power Rangers or Sentai, man. It's a pretty sick battle.
Yeah, they really do a great job with this battle. There we go.
Yeah, Sentai choreography.
I'm so confused.
Where did all those guys come
from? Why does the T-Rex T-Rex? With, like, he was just doing. He didn't miss arm day.
Yeah, I know he didn't.
The only thing I'm gonna be disappointed with that is they finally had the opportunity with this crossover. They finally had the opportunity to introduce Heckle. As in laser form, and they're not gonna do it. Because they just could have used the Sentai footage or shot original footage with the action.
Oh, okay, Blaze just converted back to normal. Get the fuck out of here. Blaze could not take on the entire Dino Charge team.
Apparently he can.
I don't think it's Blaze. I think it's like an avatar copy, like a robot.
Well,
avatar,
I mean,
copy.
He is the avatar anyway. So,
well, Blaze and Roxy got saved, so I don't know.
That's a good point. I don't know. Evox is a tricky son of a bitch, though.
I know. I hope they don't get possessed together. I want to see Roxy become the Sixth Raider, bro. That's way cooler than Dinosaurs.
They're Battleizers?
That's not right.
What is this?
Kira channeling your inner Jet. Kira, you're not Taylor. I'm sorry.
Taylor, you're not...
You're not my Yellow Ranger.
you're not my Raider. You're not my Yellow Ranger.
That's dope. This has to happen. Robo Goldar has to do this to happen.
Yeah, of course.
Power Blast. Yo, can they put the Power Blast together, bro? Oh, shit. Power Blast.
Oh, they're using weapons.
Yeah, they're using weapons.
I want to see him put the power blaster together and use the old power blaster.
Here we go. I don't remember if they do it or not.
Yeah, Vinny, why is it called Gear Ranger?
Here we go. It's all of them.
Joe, this might be the number one weapon in Power Rangers history.
The Wing Gauntlet's better.
Honestly, they better keep it.
Goldar, I miss you. Oh! Kept himself together, bro.
Yeah, there you go. So it's not the greatest weapon. It literally just fought itself. Kiss my ass.
It actually gave him more power.
He's gonna grow.
The fuck did the mountain or fucking rock just digivolve?
It did.
Space dinosaur.
From space.
Oh, popcorn's ready.
King Ghidra? It's like King Ghidra on, like, the roidiest of steroids.
Here we go, Joe. We need dinosaur power now.
I fucking hope so. But maybe not.
There we go.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. I forgot.
What did they just not
do? They did not bother to use any budget whatsoever on the
dude, profits. In modern day, Dino Megazord looks fucking awesome.
It still holds up.
Yeah. Outstanding.
Geki, be smart, Geki. Raise the Dragon Sword out of the water now.
Does he still have the shield? I don't know what happened with that power.
What?
In...
Oh, that's... I don't know. I mean, I don't think we see him use it.
So, Matt, when we're talking about your all-time favorite cockpits, are we at the white backdrop?
The white backdrop, clearly the superior backdrop.
That's not bad, I'm gonna be honest.
It's okay.
No, I don't like
it. Looks like a game show movie.
Like it though. Does, yeah, it yeah. does.
I don't like the standing.
Oh, GoBusters, you're in this also, I forgot.
Hey, honestly, yeah.
Whoa, Nate, you're really fucking gold. Compared to regular fucking...
Well, he's actually glistening gold.
Yeah. Like Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver over here.
Is Steel drinking, like, Monster
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, he's a juice drinker, yeah. He's just casual.
I love seeing the goddamn camera crew in the background of these visors. Oh, he got Thanos stamped away.
Later, bro. Into the Matrix.
Oh, so that's what that is? I finally get my answer? The hook is like a goddamn, like, safekeep thing for souls? It's a soul stone, I don't know.
He just goes back.
Who the fuck had a line in GoBusters?
It's some extra thing they get. I think it's police. Oh, yeah, we're here now.
Who cares? I want to see Dino Megazord.
Why does it say Raiden in the cockpit?
Did Dino Thunder and Mighty Morphin even do anything?
What do you mean?
Like, I saw GoBusters and Dino Charge do this whole, like, Kamehameha thing, and everybody else was just kind of hanging.
Yeah, they were kind of hanging.
They couldn't give us a shot of the original Power Rangers in the cockpit. Yeah, you know what, we're going to
see that. There you go. They couldn't spend that much money.
They just needed recycled Sentai footage.
I mean,
so yeah, where does Sentai get their recycled Sentai footage?
That is
Kamen Rider?
I don't know.
Die right now. Oh, never mind.
It's like, oh, later.
That's funny.
Detective Jabete.
His freaking Super Sentai counterpart looks like, of Sir Ivan, looks like Soul Calibur character or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, he's absolutely like a Final Fantasy character.
Yeah, like Final Fantasy, dude. This guy looks like
he's from Harry
this
Potter.
Guy looks like Harry Potter.
Yeah, he's from Harry Potter.
The guy from Slytherin?
I kind of like these GoBuster like jumpsuits.
Yeah, I do too. I think they're really good.
Right, pretty girl. Yo, you ain't Yuki.
Oh,
guy.
Shit.
Yo, you're not Yuki guy, bro.
But he is following in his footsteps.
You're not Yuki guy. Bro.
Wait, which ranger was that?
That's Black.
So Black Dino Charge?
Yeah.
Chase?
Chase is gonna try and hook up with Zoe. And Nate's gonna,
Nate's not gonna be having that. Nate's not having that. The Abba Ranger's, like, uniform thing is weird. And, I don't think you want to see the dancing bullshit.
No, I totally want to see the dancing bullshit.
Do you
want to
see it?
Yeah, I don't
want to
see it.
No, Joe wants to see it.
Give me a minute. It can't be that bad. I've seen worse. Mm-hmm. None of them are in sync.
Nope.
Just like disco?
You know, I'd appreciate them taking the time to learn the choreography, but
bad for the guy in the Zenowin suit that would do this.
I do feel like the people wearing the suits have way more like rhythm.
Why does it always gotta end with a music video?
It's what they do. I mean, to be fair, a lot of kids' movies have this type of crap. You know? At the end.
Even
I mean,
the
this
bad
is
guys,
a kid's
man.
Movie. This is a kid's movie, but everybody knows what I mean. Like, animated movies have those, like, dance party endings.
Oh my god, even Geki's in on it.
Yeah.
You know what, Matt? That was pretty good.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I feel like Power Rangers could improve upon it.
I'm praying Power Rangers.
The
they have one chance.
The recipe is there. The ingredients are all there. They just have to capitalize on the Opera Gigan. Okay.
All right, I'm done with this.
All right. Yeah. So, thoughts?
What I learned is that Joe was going to cosplay a Dino Charge costume someday.
Oh, this.
I haven't decided what color, but it's going to be one.
You could say it. Sorry, Scotty, what was that?
Joe is going to cosplay a Dino Charge costume someday. I realized that watching this.
The hell I am not.
Yeah, but unless
I would
it's Heckle.
I would not commission myself a Dino Charge uniform. But with that being said, for our post-podcast discussion...
What are the thoughts?
Oh.
I enjoyed it.
We were in consensus. I thought it was good.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, usually we go into more detail about
it. It must have been hard to juggle four different Sentai.
That was literally four different Sentais.
That's a lot of characters to juggle. I thought for Super Sentai storytelling, they actually did a pretty good job.
Considering that was only like an hour long, like that was pretty good, you know?
They got to the gist of the story.
Right.
That
was pretty good.
The bad guys were pretty cool. I liked Robo Goldar.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Resurrected Goldar.
That fact that it was like, you know, brought back dead bad.
Glad we got the Dino Megazord. There was some good fan service in there.
Yeah. Scotty, I agree with you on almost every point. I mean, honestly, I wish I watched all four Sentais and then was like, okay, now I can understand this a little bit better. But, I mean, the premise was just the same as Mighty Morphin, to going into, you know, Beast Morphers.
I gotta say one thing. Except for Geki, none of those Red Rangers are as cool as Captain Marvelous.
Right, you are correct.
Captain Marvelous is dope, bro.
You are correct. Captain Marvelous is the best.
Captain Marvelous puts Ryu to shame, bro.
Vinny, what did you think?
Yeah, we're good.
For those of you who can't see, he's literally just been playing Smash Brothers the entire time. Watch it.
So.
But yeah, I mean, all things, you know, considered, like, it's really cool how the two different tones, or I guess you could say the four different tones, of all the different Sentais still gelled really well. You know, like, nothing really felt that out of place.
Considering GoBusters wasn't a dinosaur Sentai, they found a way to mesh it in well.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they didn't feel out of place. Like, it felt like, no, they kind of belong there.
I'm pretty sure that's what that little dino gem thing was for.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, and they still did the cliche, you know, when you watch these team-up movies, you're always going to see, like, even when they team up with, like, the Kamen Riders, like, we'll watch this one day, but we'll watch the Superhero Tyson movies, which is, it's basically Sentai versus the Kamen Riders.
Really?
And, one of the Kamen Riders turns his, like, power gimmick, which is coins, it's Kamen Rider O's. He turns his into Ranger keys, and he throws them to the Gokaigers, and they turn into Kamen Riders.
That's for like fucking amazing.
Yeah, they do it all the time in like the team up movies. They have those little combination things.
Wow.
But yeah, so it's a trope. Like you'll see more of it when we watch more of the team up modern team up movies, at least.
I don't have anything bad to say about it, to be honest.
It was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun.
I could do a little bit more CG. I mean, they could have That's probably my only nitpick, was it? That's it. I got nothing more to say. Honestly, I enjoyed the shit out of it. I can't wait to see what Power Rangers does with it.
Yeah, that's
I would give it a 9 out of 10, only reason, because some of the CG, man, was just cringing.
I mean, that's very typical for Sentai.
Scotty's right, though. They blended it almost perfectly.
Yeah.
So that begs the question, Power Rangers, I'm kind of either nervous or really happy.
Right.
You could really like, one-up or you could really fuck this up.
This could easily be another, like, legendary battle situation. Yeah.
Which
very
I hope
easily.
That we don't get.
That's what I'm hoping, too.
Don't cut my man Zane out of it like you did last time.
Yeah, it's...
Zane's not even going to be in this.
I know, but they cut him out of legendary battle. There's just a guy in a suit.
Yeah.
Should have been Justin Nimmo, damn it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there were apparently, I remember during the time when that episode was being filmed, like, I think it was JDF who revealed that a shit ton of invitations got sent out to almost, I think, all the actors that had ever been on the show, but then they, like, slashed it.
That's why they didn't get SJ, and they got, you know, Steve, we love you.
I wonder how many Rangers, honestly, I mean...
Steve, you're my Red Ranger, even though...
Granted...
No.
You're my Red Ranger, even though...
No.
Granted the whole union thing, I wonder how many Rangers would have
been... I'm going to remind Austin St. John when we see him next time that you said that.
Austin St. John is my homie. He's my Gold Ranger.
He is
He's my King Ranger.
He is the Lord and Savior Ranger.
I was saying, I wonder if there was any Rangers that were like, you know what, you want a budget cut me, that's fine, but you know what, can I still make, like, that's my character, can I still come out and do the role? You know, I wish that there was somebody... You know, not that I said I wish, but I'm saying if there was a story where somebody went and did that, that's like if somebody tried making a JDF cameo without JDF, I think he would literally be like, no. I'm going to be that, you know. Even if you give me like $100, he'd still do it. Just for the fans.
At least they didn't...
Well, he actually did... You know, it's funny that you say that because he didn't appear in the SPD crossover with Dino Thunder. JDF did not appear in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His suit did. Like, the Black Ranger shows up. But he's never without the helmet or whatever.
Oh, interesting.
I actually don't know what the reason for that is. We'll have to look it up. But you were saying, Scotty.
But at least the legendary battle gave us Carter and Dana.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm glad.
You know what? As Matt said from the beginning,
I should have got Sky Cowboy too. But
more light speed is better than no light speed.
That is true.
If it was just Carter Grayson and Dana, I would have been like, this is fun.
Yeah. I'm glad that those two are like almost always like willing to just show back up.
Yeah.
Again.
And we did get Carone.
Yeah, and we got Carone. The true pink galaxy.
The true pink galaxy. True pink galaxy. Joe.
But, I'm sorry. Who's not a bitch? Kendrix.
Neither is Carone.
Did you see Psychopath? Of course she's a bitch.
She was not a bitch.
She was.
She was doing
She lied
the right
to Andros.
Thing.
No, she lied to Andros.
That was a stupid idea by bad creative, Joe.
Yeah, that was just bad writing. That was not Carone's fault.
Matt, any word on Ranger News? We were talking about the Lightning Collection.
Yeah. They've revealed the Wave 4. I mean, we knew who it was going to be, but they revealed, like, the models. Like, the full-blown models with the faces of Wave 4.
Trini looks amazing.
Trini's looks the best out of all of them.
Blaze it's looks amazing, too.
Trini, yeah, Blaze isn't bad. Trini, Blaze, Jack from SPD.
Jax is pretty good.
He's okay.
I think Jax looks fine.
He's all right. Yeah, I think they did as good of a job as I guess, you know.
I think the worst one, the one they did a disservice to was our good friend Steve Cardenas.
Our Blue
Rocky
Zio Rangers. Our Blue Zio.
Literally, that's the figure, Blue Zio.
It's literally as Blue Zio, so therefore I can own it. But man, they really screwed up his face. It looks like he had a lip injection. for starters. Whatever it's called.
They did not give me my Rocky Season 3 haircut, which, I mean, rightfully so. No, they gave him the short deal.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, yeah. Like, Steve Cardenas, I don't think anybody would be mad at you for being openly upset with how they made you look in that action figure. Like, I always feel like most of the Ranger actors, like, they try really hard to not be nasty, but you can blatantly tell that the majority of them are very disappointed in how their faces came out on the figures.
Well, they can't get off to St. John, right? How many right. Are gonna, I mean,
I don't understand why they can't get that right.
And see, the guy didn't have a teardrop haircut. The guy had a short, like, spiked, almost, like, slick back haircut, and it is the same.
Yeah.
It's the same head for...
Did they even give him the earring?
No, they didn't even give him the earring, Joe.
The Lightning figures are great figures, but for some reason, the helmetless, the faces and everything, are always the weakest part of the figure.
Even JDF's Lord Draken one, they should have accentuated the veins on the face.
Sort of did, but it wasn't great.
All I can say is
they didn't paint them right. They didn't paint them.
Trini's looks incredible.
Trini's out of all of Wave 4, like, that one, they clearly put the most attention and care to.
Which they should.
Which rightfully so. Rightfully, I think that's the one that you didn't want to screw up. But Trini's looks great. I feel like out of all of them, Trini's is going to be the most sought after one. I think so too. What's a weird disservice is that they also should have included Aisha as an interchangeable head. That's really weird.
Our friend Karen Ashley should have.
Like, that's really weird. At least for someone like Kat, like Joe had said when we weren't recording, they could always put Kat as Pink Zeo. So, like, Turbo. So you didn't have to have Kat included with Kimberly's figure. But, you know, for Yellow, that was Aisha's only role.
She was Yellow and Jetty Ranger also, so they could put her in that with
I don't think Hasbro is going to be putting those figures out, Joe.
Yeah, I'd be okay if they don't.
They're putting the 2017 movies one out, so.
They're not doing the Senator Green.
They are. They are going to put one character from that movie in.
They are not.
I guess they are.
I mean,
I guarantee you.
Eventually, I think they are, but I really hope that those come out, like, last or something. I literally want every other show to come out before that.
I still need my Zane figure, which was cut from...
Yes, Zane needs to be a part of it.
Our boy, Blake and...
Hunter.
Hunter. We need Hunter and Blake figures, who were also cut from the
right.
The other line.
The Legacy Collection.
But, Matt, any news on the new comics?
Like news, nothing extremely new, but issue 40, like, since our last podcast, I've read issue 46, really cool, we get further into Kia's betrayal, against all the Rangers, she frees Vox, and the green guy, whose name I can't remember... I'm sorry. Do you want me to spoil this?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, never mind then. Yeah, so tune in next week for the spoiler.
Scotty didn't read it. All I'll say is it's a very good issue that leaves off on a cool cliffhanger, a really cool cliffhanger that makes next issue seem really exciting. Like, next issue... This was one of those issues that just kind of bridges... last issue to the next one. Like, it just furthers the story. So I wouldn't say anything extremely significant other than what we find out, happens. And then we have the cliff. It's one of those things that it's hard to talk about without spoiling it. So, good issue. The story is coming along nicely. Very curious as to, how this is going to conclude. Like, I have no idea, where this is going to go. So, that's that.
I don't have much battery, so we have to end it.
Okay.
So, all right, guys. So, for the post-podcast discussion, wasn't much to talk about today. It's been a short week in Power Rangers news.
Yeah.
But ultimately, next week, we'll be doing a little bit more, maybe Dino Thunder. We could be doing something with Sentai. Or might even, maybe do something different. Maybe play a video game.
I'm disappointed that Shout Factory is not going to release 5-Men.
I think they will, just not at the moment.
Yeah, because you know what? I think they have to redo their licensing. Mm-hmm. Right now that Hasbro owns it, I think they're going through the process of getting the licensing again.
I think that's the case, because it was all Saban's names on the back.
Right. So they can no longer officially do it anymore, which is part of the reason why we've been doing these movies.
Scotty, I have no fucking idea what the actual call is in GoBusters.
They say it's morphing
time. It's morphing time, guy.
Oh, so go for
it. Guys, thanks for listening. Happy New Year. Continue to listen. Shout out to our friend Thomas in the UK. If you got anything to say, please hit us up. We'd love to see your comments.
Yeah, thanks for your feedback, man.
God bless you all. It's morphin' time!